A friend of mine who's a painter asked me to write for a solo show she was doing. So she commissioned me to write these five poems. I wrote five poems for her work, which is really extraordinary. And one of the things that she does is she plays with the idea of the natural world against the mechanical world. It's things that look alike together. And she did this whole series on Paul Bunyan and his blue ox. And I don't know whether, I didn't notice at all that Paul Bunyan was an invention of the lumber company. He was an advertising boy. I never knew that. So they invented Paul Bunyan and his blue ox. So I was just thinking about love, love, love. Paul Bunyan and his blue ox, babe. She's a big girl, babe, big as a wilderness on the or the Great Plains or the tall pines of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. She's buff and strong as any woman or any man. And she's my America, made like me out of the same idea. I'm going to stop because you have to imagine Paul traveled with his giant blue ox, which who was female, feminine. So, this, and he's like cutting me down. He's cutting down America. He's got this ox that loves him by his side. I'm going to start over again. She's a big girl, babe, big as a wilderness. Or the Great Plains, or the tall pines of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. She's buff and strong as any woman or any man, and she's my America, made like me out of the same idea. Babe's pretty horns curl up like the handlebars of my mustache. She plants her hooves, and I plant my boots on a fresh landscape of smoky stumps, new cut from the interior forest of a northern plateau. As I smoke my pipe and regard the effect of a good day's work with an axe, she regards it too, out of her slow eye, the eye she turns toward the world. With an ox like Babe by your side, anything's possible, and so we travel. We're too big for the bus. We take the shuttle to Cape Canaveral to watch the rockets, then venture north to the heart of venture capital. On our way to Europe, we build the Panama Canal. Babe's got an eye for architecture, likes the sight of skyscrapers, likes to go first class into the future, into the past. Together we forge rivers with Pierre the Voyager, herd buffalo with the Indian killer Buffalo Bill. Many men wanted her, but she chose me. At night I lie down beside her thick blue fur, nuzzle her soft snout, and whisper, "Babe, babe, stay with me." And she stays with me. And that's the miracle of love that we call history. You know the story. I am a gentleman. She is my wife, my faithful ox. It is an alternative lifestyle, to be sure. But who among you dares to judge a love so pure?